So Jam Masters is here today as
it
well.
It is indeed. And of course, our guest today is none other than Sam Gishuru. He'll be here to talk to us in the next hour. But for now, you can say hello to the people, man.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much for hosting me today. I really appreciate it.
That's how you know rich people. You just come like you woke up 2 seconds ago. But you're looking excellent.
Thank you very much.
And I like the sneakers.
And that voice.
Hey, guys.
Mazeo ni homa. Yo ni homa.
You're still recovering.
I'm in my 40s.
Our auspicious guest.
Yes.
He's Jam Masters now.
He's a Jam Master.
He's a Jam Master.
Yes.
So here's a question. Who are you?
Wow. Is that a deeply philosophical question or a label question?
Well, can you see my face?
I have like five categories.
Yeah.
So on one, I'm a conscious being dressed in flesh and bones on this speck of earth put here by God to experience his masterpiece, creation. Mefika.
I can even see
some deep evil. My name is Sam Gishuru.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So I'm a father. I'm a dad. I'm a husband. I'm a CEO, founder of Kidato. Brother to two sisters, builder. I innovate. I build things. I love solving problems. I'm the Mandazi guy. I'm not Mandazi kwa hiyo. I'm not interns kwa Capital FM. Sio ni Mandazi kwa meza. Nini mbaya na nyinyi?
Anyway.
And yeah, so currently I'm CEO, founder of Kidato, previously Nylab, and kuhustleaswell.com.
Kuhustle.com.
Yes.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, that's me.
So now, another quick question. Ati, we tried to get you some time back. It was last week, I think.
Mm.
And the phone was ringing like it was ringing abroad somewhere. Mm. Where were you?
Hey. I was at Harvard University for the Africa Business Conference. I was a panelist speaking on the future of education in Africa.
How does Martin Kariuki become a Harvard panelist? Since there's something else you've missed out on, who are you?
I'm also a Daystar dropout. Second year. Shout out to Daystar. Mtu waza tumasalamu kwa isho yenye. I went to Daystar. I was studying community development. I dropped out second year. And so it's quite a privilege for somebody who just did university 2 years to be speaking at such a big panel at Harvard. It was quite inspiring for me. Yes.
When you're asked who are you next time, please.
I start with that. I'm the Daystar dropout who spoke at Harvard about X period weeks ago.
Drop.
And that's me.
The mic. Done, bro.
Okay. Ndajaribu yo.
Okay, so at the Africa Business Conference.
Yes, Harvard Africa Business Conference.
Harvard Africa Business Conference. And the focus was education.
The focus was education, on the future of education in Africa.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, let's speak a little bit about Kidato, because I'd like to know from you, and perhaps you can see how to tie that in your response, but I'd like to know from you what three sort of key things that you would consider milestones in your journey to Kidato, because there's several names associated with you, several entities, several projects. But what would you say three main milestones that you can share with us that have led you in the journey to what Kidato now is?
Wow. I almost feel like Kidato is a culmination of my work over time. And I find myself in a space I love a lot, because even the previous gigs that I've run were about educating people about something.
Mm.
So Kidato's story is very brief. End of 2019, I personally was running out of cash completely. I think there was a point where I knew I only had one more term of school fees to pay.
Mm.
And so I started paying more attention to school fees and what we were paying for. And I decided to homeschool my kids. End of 2019, brought in teachers to my home. So that was the first milestone. Just a decision to question the quality of education that my kids were getting and the amount I was paying.
Mm.
What I discovered simply was that 50% of what you pay as school fees goes to administration cost of maintaining big acres of land, buses, kitchen, sports ground, you know, facilities. They don't even go to the teacher's pocket.
Mm.
So teachers are poorly paid. And that's why quality cannot improve. So the question was, if I don't have administrative costs, can I pay teachers better to deliver better quality education for my kids, and it becomes more affordable for me? So that was the first one.
Okay.
So I'm a father of three boys.
Yes.
Hey.
So welcome to Jam Masters, guys.
Yeah.
We are now being told by a person who dropped out that he's training people. We need to know how he's doing that and how
and
that
community,
you know,
development.
Yes.
Capital FM.
this is 98.4
Capital 20. excuse me, it's Capital FM, and we are here with our jam master. Let you also see that we are serious people.
Oh, yes.
Just for 2 seconds. Sam Kishore, welcome to the show. You are, before, you know, 420 arrived, you were telling us about the journey to Kidato, and you were sharing how you did your own research at the end of 2019. I find that interesting because that was even before COVID. I feel like, did God speak to you and tell you, there's a dark time coming? Start teaching
pocket.
Your kids. No, also, right? Because that was pre-COVID.
It was
and most
pre-COVID.
People. Okay, so it being a culmination, right, of all the things that you've done, setting up Kidato is a school. Let's be clear about what that is. So it's a school that offers...
So Kidato is an online school. So, but now we are building a campus at Kabasarin Avenue. So it will have a physical place for kindergarten and year one. But it's an online school. So this is how it works out. If you have a child, we teach the British National Curriculum.
Okay.
So it's an international school.
Okay.
Kidato itself is registered in Delaware. So this is a local subsidiary. So our classes start at 8:30 in the morning. They end at 2:30. So each class is 40 minutes long. And a teacher to student ratio is one teacher for five students only.
Okay.
So literally it's a dining room conversation.
Nice.
So kids are getting all the attention they need. Actually, we encourage our teachers to have peer-to-peer learning in classes.
And the teachers, you source them from where? Because these are...
We have over 2,000 teachers who have applied to be part of Kidato.
And you have a training program for them?
We have a training program for them. Most of them are coming from British National Schools.
Right.
Some of them are just... We have teachers as far as Singapore, the US.
Yes.
We have teachers here from some of the best international schools that I will not mention that have actually joined us to teach in Kidato. The reason about this is, remember what I mentioned, we don't have infrastructure cost. So we share our revenue with teachers. Literally, whatever you pay as a parent, it goes to Kidato and the teachers.
And the teachers.
So teachers are well paid.
Nice.
And they don't have to wake up at 5 o'clock to be in school by 8. They wake up at 7 to be in class by 8.
Okay.
And they don't have to leave school at 6 o'clock to be home at 8 o'clock. They finish their classes at 3. Which means they're able to upskill themselves. They can go back to university, get a second degree. They can teach after school classes still on our platform.
Okay.
And so we just finished our first checkpoint exam, International Cambridge Checkpoint Exams.
And?
Our 12 students went finished on Friday, on Thursday. I'm really excited, looking forward to the results. Year 6 and year 9.
Yeah.
And so we do exams. And how we do exams is we book our students' exams and then they just go to the exam centers and they do them.
And they do them there.
Every 2 weeks we have Social Friday. Kids come out, they hang out, they go swimming, they play games, they hang out with they hang out with each other. And every Saturday you can choose an activity you want. You want to art in the wild, you can go to Karura with our art teacher, Mr. Sketch.
Yeah.
And you just draw stuff in the wild.
Mr.
Sketch.
Such a cool teacher in school.
It's Billy Mugambi, his name, he's amazing.
I feel like going back to school if you continue.
Yeah.
You make me quit my job and just come back to school.
Let's
take one step back then. So before Kidato,
I gotta add something.
Okay, go ahead.
All our students get a free laptop as joining school.
We are enrolling.
And they also get our books for the year. So that's
so free laptop. So you guys honored the free laptop.
Yeah, what's the age limit for this free laptop?
You're above age limit, Martin, unfortunately. Just to answer that.
There's no time you can consider need over age. So let's take a couple steps back.
Yeah.
The steps, the milestones that you were sharing.
Yeah.
So Kidato is, we understand now why Kidato came to be, really responding to a real concern, real issue.
Yeah.
And the things that have led you to even feel confident enough to do that.
Yeah.
I mentioned earlier, your name is associated with a few entities. Yeah. You've mentioned
Guhasol.com. Yeah.
You mentioned NILAB.
Yeah.
What were those experiences like and what did they teach you?
Okay. So around 2010, we decided to start NILAB. I met Tony Ndongo. Tony Ndongo had started NILAB. So I met him 6 months in and he needed a co-founder. So we talked about it and I said, you know what, I'll help out with this. And we worked it out. So NILAB was a space for young people to come with innovative ideas, turn them into a product, and then send them out as real products in the marketplace so they can build companies. I think we did that with over 100 companies. Nice. We invested in quite a number of them. Investment in the sense that you'd come up to us and say, hey, you know what, I want to build an online radio, and we'd go like, how much do you need? You need $5,000. Okay, fine, we source for $500,000 Kenya shillings for you, we give you, then we work with you for 90 days and we make sure that your product is on, and then we market you and we see how you do.
Okay.
Of course, some of them went ahead and they are quite doing very well. Others did not do very, very well. But that was 10 years of NILAM.
Okay.
My experience was that we have a lot of challenges. We have challenges in healthcare. We have challenges in infrastructure, security, education, you know, name it, you know. And I realized along the way, one of the things I kept noticing is that the people who came to us were young. They came from JQuart, KU, Strathmore. There was a certain level of education that they weren't, the level of confidence, actually. Let's talk about it as confidence.
Yes.
They weren't able to express themselves. They weren't able to articulate their ideas. They weren't able to question why, you know, why are we doing what we're doing? So I picked that along the way. But NILAB did an amazing job those 10 years. Thousands of startup founders invested into either directly or in terms of knowledge. We managed to host people like Jack Ma. Again, the experience with Jack Ma in China was the fact that education is really a driving force in terms of innovation and building an economy. So I think this message has been coming back and back and forth to my mind a lot. And that was NILAB. So NILAB, again, another thing that happened, kuhustle.com is actually a work of love. So, I mean, like, we support it because it doesn't make money. We
it's
pay
a
it
passion.
From our pocket.
It's a passion thing.
What you notice from Kuhustle is that when somebody posts a job, people who bid for the jobs, they're very low quality bids. People are not able to express themselves very well to get
sell
the job,
themselves.
To sell
say,
themselves.
I'm great at what I'm
exactly.
doing.
And the ones that get the job also really struggle to deliver because it seems like there's sort of a work ethic culture that is a bit of a challenge. So all these things for me said we need to do education better.
Yeah.
It was sitting at the back of my mind. I wasn't very sure that I'll do a school, but hey, here I am doing a school.
And it seems you're just getting people even when they're dropping you at the airport. One Aretha Vincent said he took you to JKA when you're going to Harvard and you gave him priceless advice.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did?
Yes.
Oh, bigger. My goodness. Yeah. I remember him. He was my Uber driver for the airport. He's an amazing guy.
Yeah. He says, thank you very much. Also, Juan Kimaru says you're a huge, huge influence on his in his life.
Oh, yeah.
Your story has, you know, made him do things that differently
beyond
the way he thought. He engaged talk as well.
Awesome.
I watch it today. What a brilliant talk.
I was inspired by her talk. By
hers was
talk.
Crazy.
It was crazy.
she opened up and then you came and opened up.
I watched hers for 2 days just to understand how I was going to do it. I don't even know whether I called you. I think I might have called you at some point.
We spoke,
So that's fantastic stuff. This is actually Jam Masters. Our guest today is Mr. Has anyone ever called you Mr. before?
Mister.
It's especially running a school.
Yeah.
I get called Mr. Gishuru a lot.
Mr.
And that's really throws me off.
Mr. Sam Gishuru.
Mr. Sam Gishuru himself.
Yeah.
And of course, when we come back, there's a few questions coming through our WhatsApp platform as well. So some of them we will play. Others I will show you and read them out. But I think it's really great. My mind is buzzing about what you've said because I think I've experienced it when I've tried to hire people. You know, I see what is on the certificate. I see that they scored A, B, whatever it is. They got their degree. And then they can't deliver when work starts. And then I ask myself, exactly.
Yeah.
So take the theory and what does that need to be supported with? Like confidence,
the
ability to express yourself, communicate, know I can problem solve as opposed to just
express yourself. Lillian is here.
I think one of the things that threw me off the first time I went to the US, I just went to this small shop to buy something. And this kid who was younger than me, he was 19, I think I was 28. The way he just asked me, "What do you want, sir?" Was so confident, looking at me straight in the eye. I mean, kanza tu kuongea zangu hapo. Eventually, I pointed to what I wanted. That the one number two, and then he's telling me that's $3.50. I'm like fumbling with the money. And I realized I was really intimidated. How can a young person just look at me and make me feel intimidated? And by then I was CEO of a small company. And then I realized there must be something we're doing. We should do different back home. You know, because if our children are going to come and engage and compete on a global level, they have to be able to talk like that. Capital
FM. We're finding out that, you know, confidence is actually something you teach. In schools, by the way,
And you can if your child, man, this thing is making me think of so many things. Like how many times you tell your outspoken child just shh,
be quiet.
Or this akona kibelebele sa inin kibelebele sana.
You give them a nickname like parrot.
Yeah.
Then it becomes paloti.
You know.
It becomes paloti later on in life. You say these things.
It's trauma, but therapy is needed here.
Okay. So I like this. Let's go back in time because I think it's feeding sort of in informing our what's happening today.
Yeah.
Okay. So NILAB was 2010.
Still running. The CEO is Valerie, amazing CEO.
Okay.
Last month, we funded about $1 million worth of funding to about 10 companies, 10 million shillings each.
Yes.
In partnership with our partners in German.
Mm-hmm.
So Nylab is still running, still funding startups. They have a platform called Mwanzo, which is an education platform. It's a WhatsApp group, but also it's an online mwanzo.co where you go sign up and you join the community. And then we have meetings to just support each other as entrepreneurs and founders.
So you call Nylab, what is the word you use to describe Nylab? Is it an incubator? Is it an accelerator? Mm. Is it a platform? What word do you use?
Yeah, the first time I told my late dad that I'm building an incubator, of course, aliniuliza mambo ya kuku. So I avoid that term a lot nowadays. You could think of Nylab as an accelerator. Okay. It's where you take your ideas and you meet a group of other founders who have also been through the journey, and they can handhold you and walk with you. But also now, what Nylab does is that it facilitates all these founders to get funding, to get access to markets. If there's a new market that they need to access, we have the capacity to do that. And if you look at what we did with Jack Ma, we were able to bring in $10 million into the African ecosystem, which now is about a $100 million commitment from him.
Mm.
So we bring in a lot of capital. I think at Nylab, we can say we might have facilitated over $100 million worth of capital to come to Africa, just based on the other people we've worked with. And so it's amazing. So anybody with an idea, just go to Nylab, email them. They will schedule a meeting with you. On Mondays, I have like a 30 minutes calendarly meetings where I have coffee with founders.
Yes.
If you're an interesting founder, I'll meet you and then I'll hear what you're doing and then I'll point you in the right direction. And introduce you to my network of founders. It's amazing. I mean, when you started Nylab, nobody was writing checks. And when I say about writing checks, I'm talking about young people like us here. There are a lot of young people below the age of 40 right now who are writing $5,000, $10,000 checks to startups, which means you can get funded easily. It's amazing.
Locally. You know, we had a jam master very early on when the segment started in February, Leonard Mudachi, who sort of raised that concern and saying we need to start changing the faces we see when in terms of who is writing the checks and why don't we support our own? Why don't we put our money, you know, back into our own local startups? So
people
I think
doing it.
I'm glad.
And
to
as
hear
low
that
as a thousand. So you find a group of five, they have said a thousand each, and they write a 5,000 check. That's $500,000 Kenya shillings.
Yeah.
Most of these people are raising up to say 10 to 20 million Kenya shillings, and you're finding they're raising the first 50% locally. That was the same with Kidato.
Yeah.
My first investor was a Nigerian guy who is around 28 years old, and he gave me 2 million shillings. He's a founder of Thrive Agree, which is a startup that's funded by Y Combinator. My second investor, third, fourth, fifth, were all Kenyans.
What?
And they all gave me between $500,000
and
2 million, and between $500,000 Kenya shillings and 2 million, that's $20,000. And they're all below they're all younger than me. They're all below 35.
This is for Kidato.
This is for Kidato.
What is the problem, Sam Gishuru? Please tell us now. Is it that we have bad ideas? Is it that is what you're saying? We don't have the confidence to walk into Nylab and say, I want coffee with Sam. What is missing? Where's the link? Where's the missing link?
The problem is there's a bunch of problems. First of all, there's enough capital in the market for good ideas. And people need to understand this. People with a lot of money don't know what to do with a lot of money. You can only wear one type of clothes or whatever. You can only eat one meal. You can't drive one car.
Majority.
Like, okay, I mean, most guys, but anyway, you can only wear one piece of cloth, you know, whatever.
At a time. Got it. Okay.
And so what they do is that they have this money staying on the side and they're thinking, what do I do with this? They don't want to put it in real estate. They want to put it in agriculture.
Yeah.
So they look for people with ideas that can multiply that money very fast.
Yeah.
So if they give you, they say, $1 million, they want to see 5 million in 3 years. That's better return than putting it in a bank.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the problem is that the ideas we are generating, most people, if you look at my DM on Twitter, is full of people who do not think through the idea.
Okay.
But the problem is that the structures for thinking through those ideas exist. Nylab exists.
Okay.
For you to be taught how to actually present that idea. Now, I'll tell you something. My pitch at Y Combinator, which was my second milestone, was being accepted at Y Combinator, was 60 seconds. I had 60 seconds to raise $2 million.
A minute. From start to finish.
Yes.
They say
from start to finish. We were 300 of us. We were 4,000 investors. It was on Zoom. You have 60 seconds. Get on Zoom. Tell the investors what you're building, how you're building it, where, what the traction is, what much money you're raising. And after that, all the investors who like what you're saying, call them up and raise money from them. 60 seconds. Wow. So tell me something. You have 60 seconds. Most people will write for you their whole family history. You don't have, nobody has time to listen to that. So people need to go to these places like NILAB, iHub, some of the accelerators. Yeah. Learn how to do this, because then you save yourself a lot of embarrassment and being ignored by people. And maybe you have a good idea.
And learning from your good and bad experiences.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Capital
FM. Mr. Sam Gishuru, June Gashui, and Martin Karaoke on 19.4 Capital FM. Today is full uncle day.
We are
being educated. We don't even know what's going on.
I said mind blown earlier. Yeah. And so let me just segue. I promised to ask a few of the questions that you all who've been listening have sent us. First, a shout out from Gideon Munene. He says, hello, my favorite people. Salimia Gishuru. You guys always put a smile on my face. As a cyclist, kwa jam, I find myself smiling and other times laughing. As you're cycling, my guy, you are brave.
Be careful.
You make cycling much fun. Thank you. I wish I could even cycle. I don't even know how to. But here's a question from one of our listeners, Jevon, from Muthiga. And let's play it, because this came in as a WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, June. Gote umso impala hapo. Matoni aje. Hi, Sam. So I have two questions for Sam. So the first one is, what has he learned from his interactions with the YC co-founder PG? And also, what is his view on the current Flat Earth situation? So thank you.
Wow. Thanks, Jevon.
What were
I Nimem gotea. Sawa. Basi. So, Gishuru, hey, do you want to address those?
Kwa nani put on the spot namna hiyo? Why are you putting me on the spot like that, man? For Paul Graham, I'll say what I've learned from him is, first of all, if you're a startup founder and you've not read all his essays, you need to read all his essays. Mm. There's one advice I keep getting from him continuously is focus on your customers. Focus on your customers. If you understand your customers, you'll build a really good business. Mm. Talk to your customers, understand their challenges, you know, understand the friction they're facing in the current whatever product they're using, so that you can help them replace that product. So I think if you look at his writings, you'll always find that they focus a lot on customer. And again, go to www.paulgraham.com, read all his essays. If you're trying to build something, you will learn so much from him. Now, I'll move from there to the Flat Earth situation. And I say this as somebody who also knows GB, the CEO, and I've seen Flat Earth grow. Mm-hmm. The thing is that as founders, we need to build ethical businesses. Mm-hmm. And we need to do the right thing by our customers, by our shareholders, by our staff members. We need to do that. There's absolutely no excuse to have, you know, to have fraud or some of these things that are happening. When I look back where we've come from, It was not always like this.
Yeah.
Some of the playbook, even some of us used, would definitely, if you look, you will find receipts. Mm. Because some of the playbooks that were used in the 90s and the 2000s to build a business, it was a jungle. Mm-hmm. Things have changed a lot right now. And so founders have to change with the changes. You know?
Do you mean change? Sorry to interrupt you, but do you mean change in the sense that it's more complicated?
No.
There's more hurdles, or it's clearer?
There were bigger hurdles back
bigger
then.
Bigger hurdles.
And okay. And you'll find that people pulled stuff that was not necessarily acceptable today.
Okay.
When they were building their companies. Got and it. We know most of these people.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you this, if you look at founders, any founder who built business the last 10 years, they found themselves in very complicated situations. Mm. I stopped doing business with government because I was asked for a bribe. I stopped doing business with government completely.
Mm.
And so it's quite unfortunate with the Flat Earth situation, because this is our first unicorn, a fully owned African company that is worth $3 billion in less than 5 years. Oh. This is amazing. This was an amazing achievement for all of us, because which means we can now start attracting all the capital we need. We can get the attention we've been begging for. We can prove that Africans are smart and they can build solutions that solve our African needs. And so I'm disappointed by the turn of events. I'm really just waiting strongly to see what the investigation will be carried out. SEC, most of our companies are American companies because of intellectual property issues in Kenya. So we register abroad and then we have subsidiaries here.
Oh, wow.
So the SEC is going to be involved. They're probably going to do an investigation. From the investigation, we'll be able to tell exactly what happened in that company.
Mm.
I really hope things are not as bad as they're being, as the shouting is happening on social media.
Mm.
But yes, let's hold each other accountable as founders, and and as you as users of our products, hold us accountable, but also give us the grace, the fact that we are a work in progress.
Of course.
Pia mimi, I had my own mandazi situations. So we can do this together.
Yuri Barasa says he's going to bring you some dowels. Yeah. So he's sending some over.
We are all a work in progress. Let's hope this company survives this scandal.
Okay.
Because it's a big achievement for Africa to have a $1 billion company.
Yeah. No, thanks for sharing that. And Jevon, thanks for your question. I have a couple more things I want to ask you. One question that we normally ask all our Jam Masters is, looking back, you know, what sort of things, what advice would you give your 20-year-old self?
So my 20-year-old self got advice from June Gashui's father.
Why don't I have a school? What happened? I wasn't listening to my dad.
I was working for June's dad, and he was the most amazing person. I learned two things from June's dad. One is to be a family man.
Yeah.
You know, that was really powerful. Every time I'd see the family come over for company events.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I do remember sending June's sister an email and saying, I want to talk to your dad, and I want to carry his bags, you know, so that I can go for meetings with him.
Mm.
One is hang out with really smart, ambitious people. Mm. I don't know whether June knows this, but your dad came and picked me from my office, Uganda House, Upper Kenyatta Avenue.
Yeah.
He picked me downstairs and took me for a meeting. And even in that meeting, there are things he would say during the car drives, you know, the things he would say to me that just have never left my mind.
Mm.
You know, where to invest my money, okay? You know, how to build a team, you know? One thing he said is, I want to bring triple play to Kenya.
Mm.
Voice, data, and TV.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
And that's Zuku today.
Mm.
He mentioned it casually.
Mm.
Asked him what is triple play. He said it has three things: voice, data, and TV. And now most of you are on Zuku.
Yeah.
And that's a vision somebody had back then.
Yeah.
So if you hang out with smart people, you will always learn something from them.
What?
You know, completely. You'll always pick something. If you're the smartest person in the room, please walk out of that room.
Yeah, true.
I mean, talker too. Yeah. I mean, just tafuta shughuli ingine. Hata fadhali ukaimali
peke yako. In fact, sahii ndo nataka kutoka. Yeah.
Let me go to the second thing, okay? Filter what you consume.
Yeah,
20 years ago, there was not as much content as there is today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people between the ages, I'm hanging out with people between the ages of 20 and 30 lately, and they have so much content that is, you know, like you can almost feel they're unstructured even in their thinking to a certain point. It's too much. Some are really well structured, some are not. Filter what you're consuming. I personally, when it goes to Twitter, I follow only specific people who really inspire me. I read books that inspire me. I avoid conversations that make everything sound so pessimistic. So like, sasa tuki agree kumeharibika alafu. Mimi mswa ronga niko navuta sewage 20 years ago hapo Rongai. You know, if you in charge wa kuharibika niko kaka kwa choo the whole day.
Yes.
I used to spend my 6 hours of work in toilets.
Mm.
So that's bad. So when you tell me things are bad, I'm always like, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
So when I filter the content I'm consuming, then I'm able to get inspired. I really am an optimist. I'm one of those guys who believes we can make it, we can make it. You know, and the third thing is, you know, shut out the noise.
Mm.
When you're building something like we will make mistakes, like Kidato, we've made mistakes at Nylab, you will make mistakes in your life.
Mm.
You know, get the good ideas that people are saying, accept criticism, you know, evaluate it. If it's noise, just push away the noise.
Mm. Yeah.
Because trust me, you need a clear mind clarity to be able to do anything that is interesting. And as I said earlier, you asked me to introduce myself.
Mm.
You are here to experience an existence.
Mm.
At the end of the day, you're gone. You know, you want to leave a mark behind, the noise will interfere with whatever mark you want to leave behind.
That is true.
Yes.
So quickly on Kidato, figures. So, you know, for men, as guys think, okay, sir, it sounds, is it worthy for my pocket? How much is it? And how do I get onto Kidato? How do I get my kid onto Kidato? That's a question actually from many of my friends who have young kids.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So first, well, let's just start with the fact that we are 15 months old school.
Mm-hmm.
We have over 2,000 students registered on our platform.
Mm.
Most of them are taking after school classes. These are chess, coding, art, debate, languages. And then we have students taking full class. So there's two product offering we have. Your full school, where umekuja shule, it's a normal school.
Mm.
Like you're just doing it at home, but it's a normal school.
Yeah.
And then there's the after school. When your kid is going to one of these other schools and they have gotten home at 3 or 4, get them on a course at $50, which is 5,000 shillings for a whole, you know, for like 2 or 3 classes. You know, you learn something from scratch. you know, and you progress like that. Some other classes like languages cost 6,000 shillings and you can study languages like Kiswahili. And we have a lot of interest from Kenyans in the diaspora. Their children, they need their children to learn Swahili. They need their children to learn African geography and African history because they go to American school, so they don't know this.
And they're not being taught that.
So our school fees is between 1,000, I'm sorry, I keep on saying these prices in dollars, but because we're serving an international market.
Yeah.
So it's 120,000 for year one, year two, and it keeps on increasing by 20,000 to 40,000 as you go along.
Yeah.
So per term. So it's 120K, so it's 360 a year. Most international schools charge twice as that for a year or four times as that. Yeah. Actually, we are 50% cheaper than most of the British national curriculum schools that are out here. We are not doing CBC currently, but we do hope we can do CBC as well, which means we'll cut that down to almost by two-thirds.
Okay.
And so I'm happy. If you go to www.kidatoschool.com, you'll be able to see all this information. There's a phone number there. Call it. If you don't get it, just tweet me and I will just call you. I'll send you my phone number on DM directly and I'll call you.
All right.
I'm happy to give out my email address as well. sam@kidato.co.
sam@kidato.co.
Let's stick with .com.
.com.
sam@kidato.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you so much for coming.
Sam, this was so good. Yeah. It's time for the news.
Thank you. Oh my.
But I feel like, honestly, me, I don't even know. I have to shut out noise like Marty. Martin, I think it's your noise that has interfered with
Nah, it. Nothing. You've been doing a lot of noise for 10 years and now you've come to someone who's opening up all your thoughts and processes.
I don't know. Sam Geshoro, thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, guys.
That was fantastic. Jam Master, you know, this one, you just clap. You just have to clap for that. That was just brilliant.
Thank you.
You know, it's 2 minutes past 5 p.m. Danny, we are sorry, but we had to hear it. We shut you out with your noise. We'll be right back.